Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, there is a movie premiere that is happening that details the search for gold in Hill End by two very famous people, the Byers and Halterman Specimen. It's called, it's the name of the documentary, and it is screening for one day only on Saturday, the 22nd of October at 1 p.m. at BMEC. And the man responsible for it is Malcolm Drinkwater. He's in the studio with me. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Thanks for your time this morning. Let's talk about the Byers and Halterman Specimen. Is it one piece of gold? Is that what it is?
And more.
And more.
You see, if the piece that made it out intact was 3,000 ounces.
Wow.
But the entire find was over 15,000 ounces. So you're looking at bits falling off. You're looking at a zone of enrichment that was just, in fact, one of the company records said that we need iron safes because we have gold stored at the bank. We have gold stored at Hodgson's store and elsewhere. So it must have been a fantastic, exciting time with just chunks of gold literally everywhere.
The biggest find of Hill End's history?
Biggest in the world. Now, that's the big event. It is the we're looking at the sesquicentenary 150-year celebration for unearthing the world's biggest bit of gold. And, of course, like anything big, it attracts conspiracy theories. So we've really worked hard over 50 years with the Halterman family to put together the true story, exactly how it happened. Now, there'll be Halterman people there. And, of course, from Halterman, we entered into the Halterman photographic collection, and I found that that's wrong too. There's seven photographers involved in the Halterman photographic collection, and I've got descendants of the unknown, as yet, photographers who were part of that collection. Those descendants are going to be at the theatre as well. So we're going to have the premiere, we're going to have a question and answer time. We're going to have lots of people who were involved in that period of history there to answer the questions. And because it's such a big event, I'm going to have four camera crews there to capture the event, including the questions and answers and afterwards interviews. In other words, anyone that has can trace their lineage back to that 1872 period can say, oh, my great-grandfather had that. Maybe I should go along and we can interview you. That could be part of the database for this next documentary, which will capture that moment in time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are very close to our history here. 150 years, as you mentioned, the sesquicentennial. The descendants are here, well and truly.
If you can go back four or five generations, you've got someone in the Hill End goldfield.
Yeah.
It's just too much of a coincidence not to have one of your great-grandfathers there mining. And you'd be surprised what tiny little bits of information come out of what I had a bloke come in and say, oh, I found this. And it was a little butcher's steel, 2 inches long, tiny. Look at it with a microscope, literally magnifying glass. It's got the word Halterman written on it. And that caused another 3 years worth of research to pinpoint who, where and how. And it did come from the Hill End goldfield.
How big and spread and vast were the Hill End goldfields at its peak?
At its peak, we produced 65 tons of gold. There were 30,000 people, 51 registered hotels, 8 churches, 5 schools, 4 brickworks, 3 newspapers, bottle factories, wineries, breweries. You talk about a hub of excitement. It was there. And, of course, a lot of this was in a short time. 1870, 12 registered hotels. 1872, 51. And I worked out a code, a formula. And the formula, I worked it out by using today's methods for, in other words, licensing sergeant, how many licensed venues have you in your area? How many people do you have? Do the maths on that.
Yep.
It came out to 608 people per licensed premise.
Premises, right.
And multiply that in Hill End, you've got 30,000 people. And that had been my prediction 30 years ago, or actually 40 years ago when I brought out the first book, Hill End Gold.
Okay. How many books have you published on the matter?
We've published three, one called the German-Australian called Halterman, Hill End Gold and Hill End Hearsay. They cover every aspect of gold, but there's a new one in the pipeline. I've just finished it. And that will complement this documentary because in 70 minutes, there's only so much you can say, just like this interview.
Yeah.
So what we're looking at is the book elaborates on all of it. So the two will be available. You'll be able to buy the DVD on the day and you'll be able to buy the book on the day.
Okay, fantastic. Look, you've put a lifetime of research into this, or the best part thereof, And you certainly are the foremost man with regard to the knowledge of Hill End and the gold rush that happened through that area. Now, once again, ladies and gentlemen, The Byers and Halterman Specimen is the name of the documentary. It's on Saturday, the 22nd of October at 1 p.m. and it's happening at BMEC. You can get your tickets now. And if you do and are interested in the history of our area, and plenty of us are, get along to this. I don't think you'll be disappointed at all. I'm with Malcolm Drinkwater. It's always a pleasure to catch up, mate. We are out of time, but thank you for yours this morning.
I thank you.